Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Exciting times.
Yes, on Triple J this morning. It's a big good morning to Chris from Muse.
Hello, Chris. Hello. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Where do we find you at the moment?
I'm at in Dublin, actually. I've just moved over to Ireland.
The big move?
Yeah. I've lived in Timmins pretty much my whole adult life, so... Yeah, I decided to try somewhere new for a change, you know.
And why Ireland? Do you just pick Dublin at random, or obviously you're drawn to that place?
Well, I've been here a few times and I really like the city, and I wanted to go somewhere that was still English-speaking for the kids and stuff. So, you know, so it wasn't too unsettling for the kids, really. So, but yeah, I mean, Dublin's a really cool city, and I just kind of felt like I needed to get out of Timmins, really. It was... You know, well, I've been there a long time, so it's nice to try somewhere new.
They do call the kids the leprechauns, though, in Ireland.
Yeah, that's important.
So be on top of that, please.
You got to watch out for that, man. You got to keep an eye on it.
I'm just keeping an eye on the accent, you know. I'm just making sure they still speak like English people, you know.
Yeah, you don't want that to turn.
Could Muse get a bit more Celtic after this, Chris?
I know, yeah, it's a worrying thing, it really is.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Now, we've got you on the line, man, because we've got some really exciting news for fans of your music.
Matt and Dom hinted a bit earlier in the year to Triple J that you would be back with a big show, and it's happening.
Yeah, we're coming back in December to do a tour of Australia. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, we did Big Day Out earlier in the year, and we didn't actually do any of our own side shows, which we normally do when we do Big Day Out. But
sure.
You know, the reason for that was obviously we wanted to come back and kind of come with the proper show, because obviously we're doing Big Day Out. We weren't touring with the full production that we've been using in Europe. So we thought it was a better idea to hold off on our own gigs and wait until we could bring the whole production over, and so you guys can obviously see the whole show as it's supposed to be seen, you know.
Well, this show sounds probably mental, right? MTV said that of your set of Coachella, that your light and pyro show was worthy of its own slot. Have you ever considered just touring the light and pyro show?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're one of those bands that's maybe in danger that the actual the light show's maybe better than the music. I don't know. But you know, I think, you know, obviously it's something we've always cared a lot about, you know. We want to put on as much of a spectacle as we can.
Mm.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, you have to make sure that the music stands up in its own right as well, you know. You know, all that extra wizardry and the lights and the pyros and everything should always just be seen as an extra, really. You know, I think the music's obviously the most important thing. But I think we've always had this thing where, you know, we're a three-piece band. We've always wanted to fill up the rest of the stage with as much as possible, because there's not really that many musicians on stage, you know.
Yeah, well, it's very hard at a Muse show to ignore the music. It is pretty amazing, but it's good to have a bit of a light show and a bit of a precursor to maybe going into maritime museums. You and the boys could sort of come up with some different shows or recreations of things.
That'd be good.
Absolutely.
We lined up this interview, Chris, and I was chatting to Alex, and I was saying, you know, oh, they're going to announce this big tour. What are they going to do? And Alex said to me, oh, they've got this big, like, anti-grav show where everyone goes into an anti-gravity thing and the audience floating around. And for 30 seconds, I believed him, because it just seems like with Muse, there's it's all so crazy and epic, and anything is possible. Can you give us any...
Maybe on the next tour, we'll work on that. You know?
Yes, it's, totally.
You know, we're always thinking of weird, crazy things we can do. So, you know, when we can defy science, and hopefully we'll be able to pull something like that off.
Oh, that'd be sweet as. We're chatting to Chris from Muse this morning on Triple J. Let's have a listen to some of the music that you'll be playing in this really exciting tour. We'll give you the dates very shortly, but we're now about to hear the latest single from you guys.
Yeah, we might go to this Twilight song that you've released, Chris, Neutron Star Collision, Love Is Forever, and then maybe ask you a little bit about it after this.
Okay, cool. Hi, this is Chris Muse, and you've just listened to our new single, Neutron Star Collision, which has been written for the new Twilight film.
That's not the full title, Chris. Say the full title, please.
Neutron Star Collision.
Love is in the brackets.
Love Is Forever.
Oh, Love Is Forever. Yeah, I keep forgetting about the brackets. Yeah, I think that's something that's maybe been added on by management somewhere along the line. I'm still going on working titles in the studio. So.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh, that's the man bringing you down there, Chris.
Don't you have creative control anymore?
Yeah, I know. It's a nightmare.
It's like Yoko Ono getting involved in there. Jesus. Oh, man. What can you tell us about the track? It is the signature Muse epic sound, and it seems to have come from a pretty personal place for Matt.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the lyric side of things is something that, you know, me and Dom have never really got involved with, you know. I think the lyrical side of things is something, it's always something that's been a very, very personal thing. So it's not really anything that we question. But obviously it's stuff that's very personal to him. And I think, you know, obviously with the lyrics of the song and obviously the content of the film, you know, it was something that all tied in quite well together. But I think, you know, the whole experience was quite unusual for us, really, because we pretty much recorded that song on tour. You know, the whole idea of doing this song had been around for a few months, and you know, we were doing it and then we weren't doing it, and then it sort of came back again, and you know, we found ourselves on tour in the States, and we were like, well, we've got to have this song recorded in 2 weeks. So you know, every single day off on the tour, we were in a different studio in whatever city we were in, trying to get the thing done. But you know, it was kind of cool working like that. You know, it was cool going to different studios, and we obviously worked with Butch Vig. He produced it. You know, so it was nice to work with a new producer as well. So you know, it was quite an interesting way of putting a song together for us, and it was all kind of you know, almost done in the completely wrong order that we normally do it in. I mean, you know, Dom spent a day doing the drums. I think they were in LA where they did that, and I ended up recording the bass up in Vancouver, and Matt did guitars in various different studios. So it was, you know, it was a bit of a mess in the way that it was put together. But, you know, it turned out great, you know, and it's a song that we all think is great.
You've done very well, boys. You should be proud of yourself. Now, let's let the people know when you're coming to Australia for this massive Muse headline tour with the whole pyro and the lights and the technics and the fireworks. You're coming in December.
Yeah.
Brisbane.
I'm sure you've probably got a better idea of the dates than I have, actually.
Yes, that's okay. No, I've got it right here. Brisbane on Sunday, the 5th of December. You head to Sydney on the 9th. Melbourne on the 14th of December. And in Perth, finishing up in Perth on Sunday, the 19th of December. Those details will be up on our website at triplej.net.au in the gig guide. Very late in the year, Chris. Is this going to impact on your Christmas time?
Well, I don't think so, no, because, I mean, normally when we're touring Europe, we tour pretty close to Christmas anyway. So, you know, usually for us getting home on the 20th or 21st of December, that's kind of the norm. So that's kind of fine by us. And obviously, you know, that's, you know, just as the weather really turns, you know, bad in the UK. So it'd be nice to get a bit of sunshine, because obviously it's your summertime. So yeah, it'd be nice to get a bit of good weather before having to deal with the long, bleak winter that we have in the UK, you know.
And then back home for a traditional Dublin Christmas.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it's, you know, Christmas in a new country for me this year. So you know, it's going to be a bit of a weird one, but no, we really look forward to coming over. You know, it's been a long time since we've done our own proper tour in Australia. I think it's been like three years maybe. So yeah, we love Australia. We've been there quite a lot of times now, and definitely one of my favourite places to tour. We're really looking forward to coming back.
Can you give us just a little bit of the Irish accent, Chris? Just a little bit that you might have picked up.
No way on earth am I going to embarrass myself.
Come on, mate. Radio. Come on. Loose it up. Go on. That'll get people in. That'll get punters along.
I've only been here 3 weeks, man. Come on.
Okay. All right, we'll let you off the hook there, Chris. Thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning on Triple J, and look forward to seeing you when you come out to Australia in December.
Excellent. Nice one. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thanks, Chris. See you later.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Breakfast with Tom and Alex on Triple J.